Today, we continue our conversations with candidates in area races ahead of the November 6th midterm election, this time with Republican Mike Maron. Maron's running for State House in the 104th District that includes portions of Champaign and Vermilion counties. Maron has been serving in that seat since September when he was appointed by Republican Party officials to complete Representative Chad Hayes' term after Hayes stepped down. Speaking with Illinois Public Media's Anna Casey, Maron says the General Assembly's polarized environment led to the recent budget impasse.
We've got to get back to a more regular environment where, we're going to have disagreements about things. That's fine. But we can't ever let it impede us doing the business of the people, because I think, at a bare minimum, when you're an elected official, you've got to make sure that the lights come on in the morning and the trains run on time and we're able to function as a government. So I think, that's the thing. You've got to get back to at least some kind of political decorum where you're not completely derailing the process when you have disagreements.
And the two men at the center of that budget fight are Governor Bruce Rauner and House Speaker Michael Madigan. So do you support Rauner's bid for reelection?
I do support the governor just from the standpoint, I think, we're going to be in a redistricting year here soon. And, that needs to be a bipartisan process. And so I think, the only way that that's going to happen is if we have the governorship. So I definitely think that's important. I don't agree with everything that's gone on over the past 4 years, but I do think that's the best course of action.
So do you agree with Governor Rauner's signing of House Bill 40, which allows public money to be used for abortions in the state?
No, I don't agree with that. I am a pro-life candidate, and that is something I would have a disagreement with the governor on.
So going back to the budget, according to the Illinois budget book for the current fiscal year, the state has about $219 billion in public pension obligations, but only $85 billion in assets. So how would you close this pension gap?
I equate it to the analogy of somebody in their household who has, for months and months, have skipped their credit card payment, and interest compounds, and then it becomes a larger and larger part of your monthly budget and eats up more and more resources. And then the only way to actually reverse that and to get back in front of it is to make a larger payment and use compound interest to reverse that course. And so I think that's what we've got to do on the state level is we have to set aside more money in the budget to pay down that liability and actually use compound interest to reverse course.
I wanted to move on to some issues that are more specific to the 104th district. So what do you view as the most important issues particular to your district?
Well, I think economic development and jobs are so very important to this district. We've had to redefine ourselves economically as well as in other parts of the district like Grand Toole. There's been a lot of changes over the last 20 to 30 years. And so I think economic development, bringing in new industries, new jobs, and being competitive, since we're right here on the state line with Indiana, that's the number one priority for this district, I feel like.
I wanted to go back to the redistricting that you mentioned. I know that you had signed on to a bill when you were in the General Assembly that supported redistricting. It was redistricting legislation. Can you explain a little bit about that legislation and why it was that you supported that redistricting measure?
This is a nationwide problem. Both parties are guilty. When the Democrats are in control, they draw the map to benefit them. When Republicans are in control of other states, the Republican Party does that. So we need to come up with an independent formula to redistrict, whether that's putting it all into a computer and spitting out a nonpartisan map. I think that's critical, because that way the voters actually have a say-so in who represents them. And also, you're not creating these massive partisan districts where the main competition comes from either the right or the left in a primary.
You mentioned also property taxes as one of the issues affecting your district. And do you support the graduated tax plan that Pritzker has proposed?
Right now, I think one of the ways that we dig ourselves out of this mess is we become competitive and actually try to bring people back to the state. We've got to be a place where we've got to be attractive for people to move back to Illinois. And I fear that by creating another tax system, a graduated income tax, that's just one more reason why people won't come here, and it would be self-defeating.
Even after the recent income tax increase to 4.9%, the budget for the state for the current fiscal year looks to be about $1 billion out of balance. So do you support further revenue increases to bring that budget back into balance?
The fact of the matter is there was a revenue increase, so I think the prudent thing to do before you go back to that to the taxpayer and ask for another increase is to set priorities and make sure that the money that is coming in, that we are spending it wisely, responsibly. We're taking care of the things that need to be taken care of first and foremost. And, you know, basically, just like you would do at home, create a wants and a needs list. You have to meet the needs first and then make sure those are taken care of. But, you know, no additional spending past that point until we right the ship financially.
I know that your opponent has advocated for more dollars towards education coming from the state rather than property taxes. Is that something that you support?
Well, and I think when you're making that wants and needs list, education is at the top of the needs list. And ultimately, I think that's probably the best way towards property tax relief is to change the way that education is funded and make it a priority on a state level.
Another issue in your district that has received national attention is the coal ash pollution that has been seeping into the Middle Fork River from the closed power plant. Do you support the company Dynegy's plan to stabilize those coal ash pits?
The company Dynegy can't walk away and just leave this liability to the taxpayers of Vermilion County. You know, whether that's a liability that is potentially going to come to fruition next year or 50 years or 100 years from now is really irrelevant. There has to be a permanent solution to this, which ultimately means that they probably need to go in and clean the coal ash up and take care of it forever, because it's just not something that, you know, you cannot leave that kind of massive liability, both environmentally and economically, for the taxpayer of Vermilion County.
That's Republican Mike Maron, who's running for the Illinois House seat in the 104th District. You can hear our previous interview with his Democratic challenger, Sitting Cunningham, at our website, will.illinois.edu.